is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Audrey Santana. Soldiers deployed to Afghanistan continue to patrol, but the mission is to let locals know that the Afghan National Army will soon take over the responsibility. Sergeant Chiquita Pena reports.
Everyone peeks out from their window on a beautiful sunny day as Apache Troop 1st Squadron 3rd Infantry Regiment infantrymen drive their MRAPs through the rough terrain of a village near Camp Clark in Khost Province, Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Terrence Shelburne explains the purpose of today's mission.
We're trying to show the local populace that ANA is in control. We pretty much push them to the front to show the local populace that they're going to take over, and pretty much we're just in an advise and assist role. Point out key elements that might help them in future when we're not here.
You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. After 4 days of competition at the 2014 Warrior Games in Colorado Springs, Army is in the lead in its pursuit of the Chairman's Cup by racking up the most medals, 34 medals to be exact. So far, Team Army has 11 gold, 14 silver, and 9 bronze. And as the end of the 2014 Warrior Games draws near, many competitors reflect on their events. For retired Staff Sergeant Delvin Maston, the competition is only a stepping stone for what's to come.
The recovery stage, yes, it is. It is a part of this, but I think for the most part, once we get into the competitive stages, that the recovery thing goes out the window, and most of these guys and gals are out here competing at a higher level so they can go on to the next stage. So more so, it's a transition to the next step of being a great athlete.
Get your ballots ready. October 6th is the last day of absentee voting week. For more information and a full walkthrough of the process, visit fvap.gov. That's your Soldiers Radio News.